Self-sabotage.
Yeah, self-sabotage, and why do we do it?
Why do we go down that path of stopping ourselves just when we're about to take off?
Yeah, that's what we're going to be talking about in this week's episode
of Get Real with the English Sisters. Thanks for all your support, and please do follow us and leave a review, because every little review counts.
It does make a difference.
To get this podcast out there.
Right, so let's get into these reasons why we self-sabotage. And what is self-sabotage anyway?
I think that's a good thing. Because it's a rather technical question. A phrase, isn't it?
Well, I think we all know that, like, you know, if a company, one company sabotages another, there's been some nastiness going on,
you know, business.
Yeah, they're like, you know, maybe there's been like a mole inside the company spying or something, you know, like some kind of sabotage, something that, you know,
it comes from the word saboteur, to stop,
really,
to mess with something so that you'll stop it
happening. So if a company's going to have a great success, blah blah, then something or someone stops that. You know, so we kind of understand that. But the actual concept of actual self-sabotage is something that maybe we speak a lot about in psychology, but not so often. Thank goodness it's coming out more now,
through social media.
Yes, yes, thank goodness. And I think
we're recognizing the signs more. So what are the signs? Yeah. Signs are that we stop ourselves.
We stop ourselves, and there are so many millions of examples of things like that.
So we're just about to go on a date, and we stop ourselves from going because we think, oh, we don't look good.
Oh gosh, that's awful.
That happens, doesn't it?
That does happen.
How many times, I'm sorry, can't make it.
Yeah, no matter, and why? Why do we say no to that? Because of a silly thing. Perhaps we think our hair's not perfectly right, or, you know, I just can't handle it. And
it's because of low self-esteem in the end, isn't it? Because we think we're not up to the role that we're trying
to
go for.
Yeah, unfortunately, is a lot of it is low self-esteem, yes. And maybe how we grew up as well. There are so many examples, like what you said, the date example, or like a work-related example could be, for example, you know, you've got a big important meeting the next day.
Or a presentation.
And you go out and get drunk.
Yeah.
And so when the morning comes, you're not at your best,
so
to say the least.
You phone in sick.
Either you phone in sick or you present yourself and you make a mess of it.
Yeah.
Thus, you do not get that extra promotion, or you do not have the success that you deserve, because unconsciously you really do think that you don't deserve it. Or like you meet a great guy or a great girl.
That's a sad thing, isn't it?
That's very sad,
because it's an unconscious behaviour, so we're not really aware of it, so we can't really deal with it. So we keep doing it.
Yeah, sometimes our friends might spot it, you know, especially nowadays when people are more aware of it.
I think that's a good point.
Yeah, and they say, hey, have you realised that every time you're about to, you know, do something, you find an excuse not to do it, you procrastinate, or you don't go out with that person, or, you know, it can happen as well. Like you're just about to get married with somebody that is like an exceptional person, for example, and then you might try and find reasons why not to get married to this person.
And pick a fight.
Yeah,
you might sleep with someone else.
Exactly. Do something that you know is going to be bad enough to break it up. And then, you know, you can have your friend, for example, saying, do you realise why this is happening? Maybe it's because you haven't had a good example as a, you know, growing up. Your parents, has happened, your family may have been dysfunctional, even just a little bit. And so you don't believe that somehow you deserve to be with this really nice person, decent person that really loves you. You don't believe this is going to work. This happens so many times in these romantic comedies because it reflects real life. It reflects real life.
It does reflect real life.
So much. It happens so often that I think it is something that the more we hear about this word, the word about self-sabotage, the more we can begin to understand that it really does come from the self, and we can start analyzing our own patterns of behavior, seeing how
well,
often
we can see when we can say, hey, why are you stopping yourself here? What's going on?
You can notice why
you can talk to yourself like that instead of having negative self-talk, which is often what leads to self-sabotage. You start thinking, oh, maybe I'm not worthy of this presentation, not worthy of this promotion.
I don't even think it's that conscious. I think it's more unconscious most of the time.
You just start feeling bad, don't you?
You don't even know. Like, you just go and say, I just have a drink at the pub, or I just go out and I do this. And it's like, you don't even... I mean, it's, sometimes it's obvious, like you're on a diet and you eat a whole tub of ice cream. Yeah. We do know there's a reason why you've self-sabotaged there, and you're aware of... But ultimately, you know, you have to start understanding how many times this happens and look for these repetitions.
You think
learning.
You should write it down?
Well, yeah, if you're somebody that finds writing down useful, writing down is actually, yeah, could be. That could be something, or just...
So like, every time you don't make it to do something, you write it down. I didn't do this, I didn't... You'd have a long list in the end if you're a self-saboteur.
You would have a long list if you do tend to go for these things, yeah. Yeah, because... Exactly. I mean... Yes, it's a whole thing. It's, you know, here I was reading about it, you know, in psychology, they're insecure attachment styles, low self-esteem, your fear of getting hurt as well is another thing. So you might be self-sabotaging your own, even like things like, I was thinking, just getting a pet. Your fear of the pet dying. Your fear of the pet.
I procrastinated so much before getting a dog. I was so scared of it.
Exactly.
I was thinking. Me too. I was thinking, oh no, you know, when the dog dies, I'm going to be so upset. I can't handle it. You know, why do this?
But in the end, you were limiting your own joy.
Limiting myself
and...
totally. I won't be able to take care of it. What about when I go out? All these things. I mean, it's a good, in a way, it was a good thing because it made me, when I did get the dog, made me realise that it's a really big deal and they're like a part of your family.
Yeah,
and
they
It's almost like having a child. So you have to think about it really seriously. So in a way it was good, but also for many, many years before that, I had like self-sabotaged the idea and I said no. And it's given me so much joy to have Otto in our lives,
yeah,
and to have
exactly.
Teddy before Otto. It's given us so much and so much sadness as well, because when Teddy died it was terrible, and I've never really felt that kind of grief, which is really strange because you think, you know, that they're pets, they're not people, but the grief is there.
The grief is the same,
so,
yes, it makes no
it's
difference.
It's so strong.
Yeah, the grief is...
But it's still worth it. I wouldn't have changed anything. It's definitely worth it, and it's made us, you know, more rounded as people, so yeah.
Yeah, even with things like that you think that could make me ultimately happy, I will self-sabotage it, and you kind of, you know, you got to...
And so self-sabotage comes through fear sometimes as well, fear
yes.
of the unknown.
Yeah, definitely fear. I mean, even like you're going to go on a date, you're fearful as well. Your fear of failure is there. Your
fear of messing up,
fearing, you know, that maybe the relationship is going really well and you think, oh no, if I take it to the next step, they might not like me anymore.
If they see me for who I really am.
For who I really, they see me without any, you know, just me. Just me, and if they actually see me, will they still like me, let alone love me? You know, those are all the kind of questions that we have to open our heart up to and realize that that we are probably self-sabotaging.
I think probably for 70% we self-sabotage.
Do you think it's that much?
Yeah. I think if we said, like that film that said, the yes man, that says yes to everything.
Yeah.
A lot of the times we just say no to things. We don't even realise we're self-sabotaging.
So it's not just people that have, you know, psychological problems.
I think everybody does it.
You reckon? Yeah, it's just like so common in everyday life. We all self-sabotage all the time.
Yeah, I think so. I think our lives could be absolutely really incredible if we didn't.
Yeah, you're then right, obviously, actually.
There's
yeah.
the other extreme where you say yes to everything and you're absolutely exhausted and burnt out.
No.
I think for so many things, there's so many tiny little windows of opportunities that open up, and you might flicker, you might see a holiday, I'd like to go on that, and then you self-sabotage and you just put it away and you don't do it. Or you might, there's another little thing, you might, if you're looking for love, you might see someone that you think's nice, but doesn't exactly fit your requirements, you self-sabotage.
Yeah, so that's also
in your
point.
Promotions yeah. at work.
Self-sabotage. Yeah.
Self-sabotage a lot because
you think, but maybe that's too difficult for me, or yeah. I'm not sure I can handle that, or, you know.
So do you really want to change? Because people are always trying
maybe
to
Maybe the problem
stay.
Is that we look at... when we sabotage, we see the picture that it's a bit too big.
Yeah.
I think we have to like say, okay, let me just take it step by step without getting lost in this big picture. Like you go on a date and you say, oh, he might not like me, he might not love me, she might not like me. Look, let's just take it right now for what it is. One date. Let's go on that date with the job as well. You can always say, I can accept it and see how I feel. If that's possible, you know, you can also take it slowly.
Do you know what I was thinking? I was thinking, like, even with your wardrobe, if you go shopping with a friend or something, or you shop online and you buy something and you kind of think it looks nice on you, but it's not quite your style. And then you think, oh, no, that's not for me. And you quickly return it, or you just put it down. But there's a part of you that kind of really wants that. The change,
whatever it is,
the garment, the blouse, the dress, the trousers, whatever it is, you really want to see that side to yourself, but you don't even dare go there because you're self-sabotaged, because you think you're not worthy. That's not the kind of thing that I would wear. You know, it's the kind of thing I would see like an influencer wear, or some, or my friend wears that, but I wouldn't be able to wear
it. So, like, you limit yourself,
In your style, in your wardrobe choices, even there.
I think
so far.
Well, we know that clothing is a part of our, you know, the way it's our body language. So how we express ourselves is also through our clothes and our accessories. So, yes, that is a way of expressing ourselves and saying, really, I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy of that.
Yeah, another example is like with body image, like you might think you might really want to go and join a gym, but you think you're kind of not worthy. You're not that kind of person that does these kind of classes.
Yes, yeah.
I remember when I first went to the gym, I was so intimidated by it. And I thought, I'm not this person that that goes and does this kind of thing. It's just not me.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I'd listened to myself, I would have never known that world and never gone into fit or anything.
No. Which would have been detrimental to your health.
Exactly. There's so many things I think we self-sabotage on without even realising it.
Do you think sometimes perfectionists can do this as well?
Perfectionists, definitely.
Definitely.
Because they might not try and do something because they know they're going to fail the first
time. Exactly, yeah. I think that's a big part of it as well. There may be, you may be just because you have a low self-esteem, you may self-sabotage, but also you may self-sabotage because you're a perfectionist and everything has to be done so well, so perfectly that you cannot accept the fact that it might not go as planned as you have in your mind's eye. And so you might self-sabotage.
Yeah, because you think you can't get it that 100%.
Yes. And so there's no point doing it at
all.
It
good enough.
Well, for me, it has to be good enough because I'm not a perfectionist. But if you are, I do, and I can empathize and understand that that's something that you may have to work on. Being a perfectionist, I think you're going to have to realize that you are one and take it with a pinch of humor. Understanding that in your own personal life and in your work life, you're going to have to see things in a different way, I think, because... You will sometimes sabotage yourself.
Like making a decision, like the important decision of like buying a property, you could self-sabotage. You could just be almost there and then think, oh no, you know, I might not be able to make the payments.
Absolutely. Or that is a very common one.
It's really scary to think that, I've got a really stable job now, but what happens if in 3 years I'm unemployed?
Yeah, that's a fear.
And it's a fear that becomes a reality for everybody, because hardly anyone's got a set, you know, fixed job contract now that's for life. So it's just, it's these little risks that we have to be willing to take, I think, that obviously they have to be measured and calculated, and you have to calculate the risks, the risk benefit and everything, what the benefits are. But
yeah,
in the end, there's probably more benefits in going ahead than not going ahead.
So what can we do to actually stop self-sabotaging?
I think the number one thing is to recognize it and to maybe just look a bit more, be a bit more mindful about our lives and think, you know, what have I said no to? What have I done to ruin an opportunity for myself?
Exactly. Yeah. Look at it with, you know, through the lens and see.
You can look at it in all areas of your life. You can go from your personal life, your relationships with your parents. You know, how many times have you picked a fight with your parents because you're self-sabotaging something? How many times have you picked a fight with your partner because you're scared of something happening or you're scared of their reaction? And the list can go on to work and to your work relationships, to your business. If you have a business, how many times have you had an idea and then you thought, no, it's not good enough? Some of the best ideas we've heard in the past have been people who thought it wasn't good enough and someone else has adopted them.
Exactly, yeah. How annoying is that?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So become aware of it, recognize these patterns of behavior. And next time you find yourself in that position, you know, reflect on it. I would say definitely reflect on it.
Yeah.
And, and realize that this could potentially be
give self-sabotage a kick in the butt.
Yeah, absolutely, because it's not, it's going to limit you. It's not going to be your
and
friend.
And embrace new opportunities and embrace, you know, your own self-esteem. Give yourself a hug and say, yes, you are worthy of these things.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, like, if you're in a group of people that aren't very ambitious and they're not, like, they're not in a very good place themselves, and you're starting to learn something new or wanting to do something new.
Yeah, that can be tricky too.
You can also kind of self-sabotage yourself because you kind of want to still stay connected to them and still, you know, be moaning about your situation or, you know, you have that
have a commonality, don't you?
Whereas if you're starting to step out of it, maybe taking some courses or doing something new, and, you know, your friends are saying, why are you doing that? You know, don't come and hang out with us. And then you might think, oh, yeah. And then you've got an exam the next day. You might go and hang out with them, and you're self-sabotaging just when you're about to get out. It's sneaky sometimes.
That happens a lot at work as well. If you've applied for a different position, if you're in a big company, for example, your colleagues that are actually with you might sort of, you belong to that little club, that little group, you'll go to lunch together, et cetera, et cetera. And then you're applying for this promotion, but you're also, part of you is frightened of losing that connection that you had with your little lunch buddies and your lunch friends and your colleagues, and that can be scary too. But you
definitely,
you know, what's going to happen in life is the more you evolve, you will become, you'll understand yourself more, and unfortunately you may have to find a new club of friends, because sometimes these people that you had these connection with won't support you when you evolve
and go forward.
Sometimes they do, and they're hooray.
Yes, and that's amazing.
That's amazing.
And you'll grow together.
Yeah.
And you might encourage them.
You might say, look, you're self-sabotaging too, so why don't you apply and get this, or why don't you do that, and maybe we can, you know, stay friends, and that's great. But a lot of the times it's not like that, and they may feel, I don't know, like a little bit envious of you, or...
Yeah.
As if you're breaking up from them in a way, as if you're betraying them because you've decided to go ahead and do this. And,
absolutely.
You know, they feel upset.
They do.
As well, yeah. So that's something that you sort of have to prepare for a little bit and make sure you don't, you know, you don't want to hurt anyone, but at the same time, you can't hurt yourself by staying somewhere that you know is not right for you.
Yeah, you can't stay stuck.
Exactly. You can't stay stuck. You might be in a relationship that your parents adore, but you are no longer happy in that relationship. So as to avoid hurting your parents and your family, you don't want to be the one that suffers, you know, in that, as we're talking about an emotional relationship.
Exactly.
And that's common too, where people might stay somewhere because they don't want to hurt others, you know.
Mm.
So that's something to become aware of as well.
I think so too. So what are your thoughts? Have you been self-sabotaging? I think we're going to take a close look at our own lives and see what we've been up to. Because the subconscious mind is quite sneaky and it does things without us realizing.
There's a lot of sabotaging going on.
Let's see what comes out. We'd love to hear from you in the comments. And thank you so much for bothering to comment also on YouTube. Because it does take a bit of
effort. We know it does, yes. Yeah, so we do appreciate it.
Yes, it's one thing is to click the like button. Another one is to go that further little step to just comment. It does take a little bit of effort.
It's appreciated.
And we do appreciate
very it. Very much.
And we love you all and see you soon. Lots of love and smiles from the English sisters.
Bye-bye. Bye.